My name's Peter Kelly and I'm Director of the Poverty Alliance.
OK then, so as of today there's a national week raising awareness about poverty. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, we're holding this week centred around an international day for tackling poverty, and we've decided to try and coordinate organisations, community groups right across Scotland to take action to highlight what they're doing to address poverty and to really press for more change.
How bad is poverty in Scotland?
Around 1 in 5 children are living in low incomes at the moment, so we would say that's a crisis. We think that's level that should be regarded as a crisis and needs immediate action.
What is the definition of being in poverty then?
So a household would be regarded as being in poverty if they've got less than 60% of the average household income for the UK. What that means in practice though is that people struggle. People go without, people struggle to send their kids on school outings. Maybe they don't have enough money to pay for birthday parties, all those kind of normal things. They certainly don't go on holidays and they get into debt. And they may have health problems associated with living on a low income. So it's not just about the level of money, it's what the consequences are for that.
We're hearing people making stark choices between heating and eating. Is that still the case across Scotland?
That's absolutely the case, and I think people's incomes are still under pressure. We hear much about an economic recovery, but for most of the people that we're dealing with, they don't see any signs of that economic recovery. I think it's well known that more and more people have been using food banks over the last few years. That's again an indicator of the kind of crisis that we're in at the moment.
That's a damning indictment of our society. People are relying on food banks and off our governments. What do you want to be done about this?
What we need change at a whole range of levels. For us, the welfare system needs overhauled. It's been going through an overhaul at the moment, but at the moment that isn't working for people. So we need a different kind of benefit system that really genuinely supports those in need, but also genuinely helps people into work, not forces them into low-paid work, but helps them back into work when it's right for them. We also need benefits that help keep people out of poverty, not put them into poverty.
What kind of benefits then?
Well, we're talking about all the main. So we're about to have universal credit rolled out across the UK. We would like to see that to be a benefit that actually helps people. At the moment, the kind of levels that Job Seekers Allowance, Housing Benefit, all these kind of benefits are set, they don't provide enough for most people to have an adequate income.
We're hearing about the bedroom tax since that's come into force, people really struggling as well financially because of it.
Yep. These are many of the changes that have taken place over the last couple of years. So bedroom tax, the freeze on most benefits, these are causing people real hardship. And I think we need to remember that. And it's not just people who are out of work, who are unemployed, but it's people who are in work who are relying on tax credits or child benefit. These have all been frozen too. So this is something that's hitting a lot of people.
Okay then. Are the government doing enough? The Scottish government doing enough?
Scottish government have certainly been taking an active approach to poverty, but I think there's more that can be done, and we're hoping to hear from Nicola Sturgeon today about what some of those actions might be that the Scottish government could take.